some apple varieties store better than others, resulting in less waste. We're tasting a Fuji next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Not all apples store the same. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners make some recommendations.
Now, about storage, this is another issue you really need to hit hard on when you're looking at growing apples. If it doesn't store well, then you have to have a plan for preserving it. If it does store well, you need to do your best to meet the conditions as best you can. You're limited on that. You're just limited on that. So with storage, apples that tend to ripen later in the season, like right now or even into November, are typically the better storing apples. The one that's on the market most commonly now that's probably one of the best storage is actually the Fuji apple. Now, when I first realized this a couple years back, and it's more than a couple years back, I was actually surprised to realize that of all the storing apples that are commonly grown in Utah these days, the Fuji was the best. It's not my favorite apple. It's not a bad apple. It's sweeter than I like. It doesn't have as much tannin and as much sour as I like. But that's actually the first tree I planted for two reasons. One, it's my daughter's favorite apple. Number two, it stores well. And so if I'm going to have a full-sized apple tree, well, not a full-size, but a semi-dwarf apple tree that's going to be maybe 20, 25 feet tall, it behooves me to think about how I'm going to store those apples. And so I got one that I can have even on the counter and sit there for a while, and they'll still be good for quite a while. And to me, that's just a common sense move. Some of my favorite apples, like the Jonathan, do not store well. It's only going to be good for a couple of weeks really on the counter.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.